In London, four men have been sentenced to life in prison for trying to bomb the city's transit system. The failed attacks in July 2005 came just 2 weeks after suicide bombers killed 52 people on a London bus and three underground trains. Despite the successful prosecution, critics say the trial revealed problems with how Britain monitors suspected terrorists. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story from London.
The plot of July 21st failed because although an attempt was made to detonate them, for some reason none of the four bombs exploded. Now, though, some members of parliament are saying the plot could have been prevented. Police have acknowledged they had several of the suspects under surveillance a year before the attacks. The leader of the plot, Mukhtar Ibrahim, had a criminal record as a juvenile and had also been arrested while distributing extremist Islamic pamphlets. Ibrahim and two other men were detained and questioned by the police as they were about to board a flight to Pakistan in 2004. They were carrying a large amount of cash, a manual on how to treat gunshot wounds, and a military first aid kit. Yet they were still allowed to continue with their journey. The two other men have since disappeared. David Davis is the opposition Conservative Party's spokesman on Home Affairs.
All of these things indicated that there was a problem, so much so that he was kept and interviewed for 3 hours. So why was he then allowed to come back into the country and move around freely and try and carry out what would have been, had it worked, a bigger bombing than the 7th of July?
The government defended its record, saying it had tripled the number of immigration officers in Britain and given them new powers. Prime Minister Gordon Brown tried to reassure Parliament today that recent legislation ensures the case of a young African refugee like Mukhtar Ibrahim would be handled differently today.
When he was guilty of crimes in Britain in the early 1990s and later 1990s, under the new laws, he would have been deported from this country. The second thing is he applied for citizenship of this country and received citizenship because all his offences as juveniles had been wiped off. That would not happen now, and he would not get citizenship of this country. And I'm looking very carefully at the circumstances that surround his visit to Pakistan.
Bob Milton has 25 years' experience in the policing of British ports. He says the time has come for Britain to have a single border police force.
The three agencies, the Border and Immigration Agency, the Customs and Police, all have different structures, all have a different operating procedures, all have different legislation and powers, which sometimes can be crossover but sometimes they can't. Worst of all, we report to different parts of government, and that is blocking effective working partnerships.
Perhaps the most worrying quote to emerge from the debate today was what one security source told the Reuters news agency. There were various blips on the radar, he said, but nothing that would put Mukhtar Ibrahim above the threshold for investigation. Yes, he was an extremist, the source went on, but we've got tens of thousands of extremists in Britain. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.